So these are the type of things that I carry, you know, in my purse. Folding brush, Kleenex, gum, mint, keys, cell phone, checkbook, coin purse, credit cards, wallet, pens, notepad, shopping list, backup key in case I lose my, car key. And this is all from experience on the car key thing. So I just want to know, what's in your wallet?
The collapsible car.
After that cute little car thing, we're going to look at kind of an ugly purse this gal is carrying with her. We could be carrying around things that destroy us and others, like gossip. It's a very subtle sin, it really is. One might say, I can tell you how much I respect so-and-so for how well she is handling all that she is going through in her life right now. She not only is dealing with this problem, but she has that problem and another problem and something else has come up and she's enduring huge problems over there. I thought you'd like to know everything so you can keep her in prayer. Tabloids, talk shows, news reports, reality TV, some blogs and text messaging demonstrate that our culture has developed a ravenous appetite for details about the misery and misfortune of others. If we're not part of the problem and part of the solution, it's gossip. Stay connected to Jesus and be a trustworthy friend who can keep a secret. So here's the real deal. God's unmerited love is the real deal. Jesus was apprehended in the Garden of Gethsemane for you and for me. He allowed himself to be taken to the house of Caiaphas. Caiaphas' mansion was across town. The house of Caiaphas in Scripture is a terrible, terrible prison. And I can tell you about that. They put a hole in the wall so tourists can go and see this. But it's a deep, deep pit. In the Passion of Christ, there's one little momentary scene where they show Jesus standing with his hands, you know, tied like this. And that is to represent that he was apprehended and taken first to this horrible, dark, damp, three-story pit. He had to choose to be lowered in the pit. He had to choose to hang on to the rope to get hauled out of the pit. Here he was in this pit overnight, or taken the next day to trial. Corrie ten Boom said that there is no pit so deep that God's love is not deeper still. Our Lord Jesus Christ knew every one of those emotions, every one of those sufferings that we go through. He experienced it all, so he can totally identify with everything that we're going through and what much, much more, because he shoulders the burden of the world. He did everything that the Old Testament prophesied. He fulfilled it. He's Messiah. And he's come to live in our hearts. He wants to be our closest friend and totally and unconditionally approves and loves us. He has proven that in Romans 5:10. Now we can have an intimate relationship with God because of all that he's done for us. Another thing that I've learned, and I've talked about in New Life, is the fresh new start we have. You know, he's a God of second chances over and over again. I blow it every day, but he does give me another chance when I turn my heart back to him, my mind and my heart, and I choose to walk in him. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, I am a brand new person. I am completely renewed in God's image. What I was and what I did in the past are gone forever. God totally accepts me because of Christ's sacrifice for me. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back. Because I know what turning back would lead me to. That despair, that frustration, that life without God's blessings and abundance. But I just want to give you some doable tools, because I've been talking about reading his word, and we're busy. We're all busy. I'm busy. You're busy. And so once you get back in the real world, then you're just going to get right back into it, whatever it is we're doing. Me too. So these are some doables. 5 by 5 by 5. 5 short minutes a day in God's Word, 5 days a week, and here's the 5 ways to shop for your bargain. Because the bargain is the, you know, the blessing. You might say, well, I never liked history. Just give it a try, and you'll find that it gets easier and you become more comfortable opening it up. So underline and highlight something that really speaks out to you. And say the words back in your own language. You have the King James and the these and thous. Put your name in it, saying like, I will do this, or so that it becomes your personal scripture. Ask questions. What does this mean to me? I don't get it. But just ask questions. Ask yourself the question. Take notes about what you learned. But we all need to ask questions. And the Lord will answer those questions for you. He'll turn that light bulb on in your mind. Look at the entire passage. Ask yourself, what's the big idea in the sentence or paragraph or chapter? Own the deal. Ask yourself, how could my life be different today as I respond to what I'm reading? 5 short minutes a day, 5 days a week, early morning or late evening, maybe the last thing before you go to bed, whatever. Just be consistent. Don't get discouraged. It's a busy, busy life. It's crazy. But let's keep God in the center of it. Imagine a price tag that reads, eternal life, one size fits all, price already paid by Jesus. Our days of shopping for love, joy, and peace are complete when we embrace the truth of Jesus Christ, the indescribable gift, and all that He's done for us. So after much searching, it's the ultimate bargain that we will ever find. This, the easiest of all life's transactions, only require a simple, heartfelt, yes, Lord. Thank you for your awesome free gift to me. You'll find this bargain of a lifetime to be good now through eternity.